So my son has to stay home for 2 more weeks? Ah, crud. Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2022 and the first episode of the year of Dad Bod to Rad Bod, a 75 Hard Journey, where we bring you all things related to 75 Hard. And yes, new year means new 75 hard challenges for myself, for you guys. And I'm wishing you all of you guys an amazing year full of success. It'll be very challenging, but that's just the nature of the business. Now, what I was talking about at the beginning of the episode is here in Ontario, they just announced that schools are shut down for 2 more weeks. Omicron is raging on. And it didn't bother me, actually, when my wife came home and started complaining about it. The reason being is that I think that 75 hard is the Omicron killer. Now, in reality, exercise, good sleep, good food, good mental possibilities, so really combats mental health, and therefore you will be the best possible shape you can be, and you'll be the best thinker you can be. All those things combined will give you the best overall fitness, the best version of yourself, the best human you could be physically and mentally. And therefore, you know, to fight a lung disease, a lung virus, it's really going to be the most beneficial for you, right? You'll think clearly, you'll have the best shape. So yes, it doesn't really mean 75 hard, but what 75 hard represents is there's so many elements of it that are basically will get you to where you need to be in both mental and physical point of view if you do it correctly. And to be honest, I think there's many ways you can do it, right? You can pick different diets, you can pick different workouts, but at the end of the day, combining all these things together is going to be get you to the best shape possible. Right now, I just started phase 3 on January 1st. I'm recording this on January 3rd. So I'm already feeling quite exhausted. 3 days in a row of hard, tough workouts, which I was lollygagging all December. Sure, I went for a run a couple times last week and I lifted a little bit of weights and whatever. But man, I was drinking those rum and cokes. I even went to the Dominican Republic in Punta Cana with my family. It's not really that easy of a vacation with 2 little kids and no parents, but my wife and I pulled it off. It's just go, go, go. So if you're ever wondering what it's like to take 2 kids, 4 and under, to an all-inclusive, well, you know, I had 16,000 steps, was the lowest step count I had in one day. If you got 10 minutes to lay down, that's the best 10 minutes of the day. No, actually, it was all great. We just played nonstop and had a good time. And, you know, every time I got a drink, he got a virgin pina colada and whatever. And yeah, it was a good time. Now, going back to starting phase 3 is my plan this year. Okay, of course, I'm going to complete phase 3. But what I was thinking that one of the things about 75 Hard that we don't realize is that it is a program, right? It is a training program. And it is a test of mental fortitude, as they say, because it takes a lot of mental courage not to break your diet and then fail the program. You have to work out twice a day no matter what's going on in your life. So we're going to revisit 75 Hard here for people that have either not been on the podcast or really are thinking about starting that, and why I think it's an Omicron killer and really the best possible way for you to combat it, other than not getting the virus. But you know, that's very debatable these days whether it's even possible to eventually not get this very contagious virus. So we'll see how that goes. Okay, so while I'm starting phase 3, I was really starting to think about some things that are very interesting in my life. First and foremost is that when I heard the news that the government is shutting stuff down for 2 weeks and probably longer, this is the worst possible scenario, right? Restaurants will be closed, probably schools will be closed. So my son's at home, my daughter's at home. It's going to be hard to get work done. We're going to deal with the kids. There'll never be any breaks. The reality is that even doing 75 Hard phase 3 for the first 3 days, I already feel radically different. Yes, my muscles are sore, but I already have so much to do on any given day that it's hard for me to be really upset with anything because I'm always go, go, go. And it feels like my days are so full. Even finding time to do this podcast is a bit of a challenge because I got to do work. I have to work out in the morning. I take care of the kids. I have to work out again. You know, an act of kindness. We'll get to all that stuff. However, talking to my wife today, I already feel what I call the wit. The wit is where you become razor sharp in conversation and otherwise. People will be the sharpest if they get an adequate amount of sleep, if they get exercise, and they eat well. And that's exactly what we're doing here with 75 Hard. So I'm going to be a sharper, better version of myself. So I'm already, anything she's asking me, I'm like, boom, I know the answer. I can say it right away. If she wants to fight with me, I'm like, no, I'm going to defuse this right now because this, and this. And then even if she's like, hey, how come this? You know, we got to spend a lot of time together, guys, at the end of the day. So we have to be as good together as possible so we can be happy and the kids can be happy. So doing 75 hard may be an amazing decision for you in 2022, especially if things are going to be shut down where you are, because it really sucks. It can really start getting depressing, not being able to see your friends, not being able to do the things, not even go to the movies. So by doing this, I'm preoccupying a large chunk of my free time, and I have to do it in such a specific way that it's actually constantly day in challenging. So every single day I complete one day of 75 hard, I feel incredibly fulfilled. I feel more tired. I feel like I'm ready for bed. I don't have any time to lollygag, and I feel extremely, extremely proud of myself for every single day. So let's get back to 75 Fire. Let's just talk about the things that are involved in it and why I think each one of these components leads to success in the end. First thing is the two 45-minute workouts. Now, one of those workouts has to be outside. Now, studies have shown, and I've taken this directly from the book called The Ripple Effect by Greg Wells, which I'm reading right now. But in this book, they show that studies show that people that go outside and exercise have the best overall happiness, and especially people that are in touch with nature. So if I go and run around my neighborhood, I would actually even have better psychological results, better overall mental capacity. I'd be happier in general if I was running in a forest. And then the most happy I could possibly be is running. Obviously, you have vitamin D from the sun. You have numerous benefits. Is running by water. So that's what the study shows. So if you can do your outdoor exercise by water or in a forest or in a forest-like environment, but basically what I'm saying is going outside has huge, incredible benefits for you, right? People don't go outside enough. There's too many video games in this world, too many TV shows and whatever, right? So studies show that people that don't exercise and don't go outside have a much higher percentage of falling into depression. Like I think literally 50% higher. According to the book. So going outside is incredibly important. Now, what workouts you decide to do is up to you. What I generally do is half the time with my outdoor workouts, I'm running. So right now, phase three, I'll be running about four times a week. So 2 45-minute runs. I'm planning to train for some races later on in the year. Hopefully they happen. They are in the forest. So maximum happiness race. But they're trail races. So one of those runs, so the third run, I'm gonna tack on 1 kilometer every week until I get to like 20 kilometers, right? The races I have in the summer are going to be 23 kilometers long through the forest. The first one in May is gonna be 13 kilometers. So by May, I would be running once a week, at least 13, 15 kilometers, whatever it is, if I tack on 1 extra kilometer a week. So basically, if I run 45 minutes, I do 8 to 9 kilometers. Right now I'm a little bit slow because I just started running again, and also there's a ton of snow outside. This morning I ran at 5:45 in the morning, guys, way before my kids got to sleep, or sorry, woke up, and it was minus 13 outside, so it was pretty cold. But you know, you just have to prepare yourself. Just put on the appropriate amount of clothes, and I'm running. Like none of my body is cold. My cheeks get a little bit cold. My butt cheeks actually got a little bit cold. So mentally, I'm like, maybe I should just put an extra pair of shorts over my pants. And, it's all about trial and error, right? Now, in terms of weightlifting or something like that. I am also going to be lifting weights 4 times a week in my basement. You know, anyone could buy a squat rack. You know, I think it's at least $400 from Amazon. But that will probably let you do at least half the exercises you can do at the gym, or you can probably find routines to do that. And if you buy a set of dumbbells, you know, adjustable dumbbells, which, you know, even if you live in a condo, you can buy those. When I was doing phase two back at the end of summer, I did a dumbbell only a workout, and just because I want to try it. And so even if you live in a condo, you can do that exact same workout. I just find it on muscleandstrength.com, which I find to be a pretty good website. They can let you download the workouts, and it explains everything. So yeah, try that out. The difference between cardio and weights is cardio will make you basically feel better, right? Because you still need to eat a lot. If I'm going to be running a lot, I need to eat a lot. So there's going to be carbs in my diet and so forth. It'll make you feel a lot better. And that's why I recommend doing it in the morning. They have studies show that people that generally do cardio in the morning or work out in the morning are a lot happier after that, and are also very creative. So if you're in the business of being creative, you know, next week I have my wife's birthday. Everything's gonna be shut down, but I can come up with something creative, and I could do stuff like this podcast and other things in my life. I'm an entrepreneur, so creativity is huge for me. But for you guys that don't need to be creative on a day-to-day, it doesn't make you money to be creative. You can probably come up with fun ideas to do things for friends, call them, whatever. So you get 2 45-minute workouts are very, very important. And if you decide to do weights as well, you can basically structure your body a certain way, right? You'll lean out, you'll become more muscular, you'll gain muscle, and you'll lose some fat. So that's kind of the ideal version. So in my opinion, some kind of version of one cardio and one weightlifting workout, let's say 4 times a week, right? So that means basically there's like 6 other workouts that you can do. And I used to do some walking sometimes if I'm really tired, right? If you think about the flow of 75 hard, basically after 2 weeks, even right now, I told you guys I'm feeling pretty sore. But after 2 weeks, I'm going to feel absolutely exhausted. And you will feel that too if you just start it, because it's so much working out that your body will just be so sore. But after about a month, you'll start feeling like you can do anything. You'll get used to it. And you can start pushing your limits. And that's what I'm gonna do, right? Later on, after a month of running and lifting weights, I might switch my weightlifting routine. And in terms of running, I'm gonna add some stuff so I can try to get faster. So now I'm trying to aim for personal goals, right? Yes, I want to do well in the races. That'd be great. It'd be a lot of fun. But I need to start doing the type of exercises that once I have enough endurance, that I can start increasing my speed and become better. So now that's another thing that's combating my psychological ability, my mental ability to fight Omicron. Not to think about all the outside bullshit in the world, right? There's a lot of bullshit going on, guys. So don't let yourself get caught up in that. Okay, let's move on to some other stuff. The diet, there's no way you can become in shape unless you start a diet. That was my problem for years and years and years. Sometimes I would go to the gym for 3 4 months in a row. And I was starting to look a little bit better, but I can never, ever, ever follow a diet properly, and I would never just lose that much weight. I think at one point I lost 10 pounds and then gained it right back. Drinking water, okay, the best thing you can drink for your body is water. You need to rejuvenate. So water and sleep are going to be incredibly important. So drinking a gallon of water, or aka 4 liters, more or less, is going to be the most beneficial drink, right? And that's, I think I talked about this podcast, that soda water is basically your best friend, at least it is for me, because drinking carbonated water at least makes you think that you're drinking a pop. And although it is just water, it is at least something. So when it's Friday night and you know, you normally have a glass of wine or a few beers or whatever you like to drink, and you had a tough week, at least you can drink down 2 soda waters and crush them. And I don't know, hopefully that's enough for you. It is for me. You know, it does take a while. Basically, everything in the program basically takes 3 weeks. Once you get up to 3 weeks, you will no longer really care about drinking alcohol anymore. You'll have a much better willpower to say no to alcohol. You can even hang out with friends that are drinking. You know, you have to decide on your own when you're ready to do that. But in my opinion, I've done it already 3 times. 75 hard last year, phase 1, and then phase 2, where I've gone at least a month without drinking for, 3 times last year. And after 3 weeks, I didn't need it anymore. So that's why I said 2 weeks, you'll feel sore. After 3 weeks, you won't feel like you need to drink. The other component, of course, is drinking. What I can say about drinking, other than the things I've already said about rejuvenating your body and recovery, rest and recovery, alcohol is not going to help you. It's going to contain calories that are not going to help you. You know, you can get beer bellies. You can have cardiovascular issues if you drink too much, liver issues, all kinds of stuff. Now, I'm relatively still not that old. I'm 36 years old, so I'm probably not going to have cardiovascular issues anytime soon. But maybe in my 40s, I could if I drink too much. And who knows? Even people in their 30s, they probably could. The point is that alcohol will not help you. So if you eliminate alcohol, the thing you'll find with alcohol is that there's two major issues when it comes to drinking and becoming the best version of yourself or losing weight, what have you. Number one is that when you have a drink, you probably will start saying, forget it. I don't want to do that workout. I'll do it tomorrow. And you just cannot do that with 75 hard, right? First of all, you can't drink. Second of all, you're not going to get in shape if you start skipping workouts. Second thing is that alcohol leads to other things snowballing. So you start drinking alcohol, you drink more, you have a few beers, you have a couple of drinks, whatever it is, and then you're going to eat a whole bunch of food. You're going to open up a bag of chips. You're going to order pizza. You may smoke pot. You may end up overeating, which is actually the number one reason for weight gain. So by limiting alcohol, and there was lots of examples even last year where people came over or I came over somewhere else and people were drinking. Just because I didn't drink, I was able to do another workout after. I was able to go for a run. And I felt extremely powerful and the willpower like flowing through my veins. For those of you Dragon Ball Z geeks, think of like going Super Saiyan mode or just becoming this feeling like you have so much control and you're doing a workout instead of drinking and then giving up. We're not all about giving up here and you shouldn't be there. So by limiting alcohol as long as I can and during the 75 hard process for you guys and us, it'll just help you complete every task and stay on task. And my personal challenge this year is to not drink any alcohol until July 1st. So go 6 months. Because the problem I found with 75 hard, it maybe perhaps it's not a problem, but it is a general problem that people have, why people complete diets, for example, and then they revert back to their own weight, old weight. The problem is that you cannot think short term. You cannot think short term. Your goal cannot be to complete 75 hard and then nothing. Your goal cannot be just to go on a diet and nothing. Your goal cannot be just to run a marathon and then nothing. Your goal has to be that after I complete this, that is the person I'm going to become. This is the person I'm going to become. Am I going to become a runner? Am I going to become a weightlifter? Am I going to become a bodybuilder? Okay, I'm not saying you need to become a bodybuilder, guys, but you have to become something that you think ultimately is sustainable for the rest of your life, because that is the only way for you to continually get amazing biological results, physical and mental results. So that's the best version you could be, right? There are all kinds of crazy stories about there. There's a story in the book I read where a 100-year-old man ran a marathon who only started running at 88 years old. So anything is possible at the end of the day, guys. Anything is possible. If you are 400 pounds right now, you can become a triathlete one day if you start working at it. It's going to take time and you're not going to see results like immediately. But why 75 hard is such an awesome program is after I would say 2 months of the program, you're going to start feeling like you can do pretty much anything. I think after 30 days, you're going to start feeling like it. you're going to start seeking alternative challenges. And that's why I decided to do these races. And that's why I decided to not drink for 6 months, because I think I can live without the alcohol, to be honest. And certainly after I've done, you know, this phase three program, which, you know, will end, will go into February 1st, I'll be ready to go and I could just stop drinking after that. Now, what I do with my life later on, I'll have to figure out. But why do the races is so I can continue to train. I have a reason to train. If I continue to train and sleep well and eat well, I'm going to become a lot better at other parts of my life. Better with my children, better with my business, better with the way I talk to people, smarter. Remember the wit? All these things. And that's what 75 Hard can do for you. But you can't just say, I'm going to complete the program. I did this last year. I started the year in 2021 at 240 pounds. I got down to 210. Now I'm at 235 pounds. So I'm living proof of the same problem that so many people have. Once they complete something, they don't stick to it. They revert back to themselves. So learn from me, guys. Don't do that. So basically, I've covered most of the things with 75 Hard. I like the reading component as well. I mean, read books about stuff you want to learn about, and you'll be able to understand certain features, learn about different workout techniques, learn about things in your business, learn how you should think better. They're all amazing things. So just read books that you really love. If you don't love a book, just put it down and start something else. Who cares, right? Okay, I just want to touch base on this phase three here real quick. So there's three kind of things in phase, four items in phase three that are kind of new than the regular 75 Hard. And I just want to give you my two cents on them so far. The first one being that you have to take a cold shower. So you have to do that in phase one. One of the things to consider with cold showers, I'm going to give you guys two tips here. In my opinion, these are my tips. One is, if you can get your cold shower done right away. So today, after I had ran at 5:45 in the morning, so I was home around 6:30, 6:35 maybe, I took a shower for the first 3 minutes, nice hot water. And I was thinking in the morning that, man, I really don't want to do this cold shower, especially because I was still kind of like cold, really. Like, even though I wasn't cold when I was running, I came home with damp clothes and it's pretty cold outside. So this is what it is. The cold, you know, you're damp. The outside of your clothes are cold. And you want to jump in the shower as soon as you can. But I cranked it down. I did 5 minutes of that cold shower and I just got it done right away. Then I cranked up the water for another couple of minutes. So I left nice and warm. I felt fantastic after that. So the cold shower will actually help you. It'll make you feel really good. Now, one of the tips I read about is that if you struggle from sleeping, like in this book, The Ripple Effect, it says that, okay, every book will tell you to turn off your technology an hour before you go to bed, but it also that if you take a warm bath, and then take a 5 minute cold shower just before going to sleep, that will physiologically adjust your system, and I think drop your melatonin levels like you're going to sleep. So that will help you go to sleep. So turn off your technology an hour before. And the way I'm doing it is I'm waking up at 5:30 in the morning, Monday to Saturday. Now, it does suck to wake up that early, sure, but you get used to it and you get your first workout done right away. So I recommend doing that. Okay, so the other things in phase three that we need to talk about is the talking to a random stranger. Because of the Omicron variant, I think that could be difficult. And I still stick by it. However, you know, basically because I have kids, I just go to the park. I let them play at the park. And then I just talk to some random parent for 5 minutes. I consider it having a conversation with them once I know their name. Obviously, if you just say, hey, how's it going? Like, what's your name? I don't think I'd count that. But like, I try to have like a legit 5 minute conversation with them. Tell them about my kids, you know, ask questions about their kids, you know, where you live, that kind of thing. And it's kind of cool. You kind of get to know your neighbor. So I already met a Marv and a Jen. Today, I still got to meet someone. I think, you know, I think Andy wants you to meet someone in person Now, if you're absolutely stuck and like the province is shut down and you can only go to the grocery store, people don't really want to talk to other people because of all the COVID stuff. I think worst case scenario, I can just pick up the phone and maybe look up some old friends and call them out of the blue. People I haven't spoken to years. You know how people you meet someone you haven't met for like a year or something and they're like, "Hey, stranger." So that's a random stranger, right? So worst case scenario, I'll just do that. Hopefully I'll continue that. The act of kindness, someone on the 75 Hard Facebook group actually sent me a link for like 100 random acts of kindness because it is a little bit challenging to think about what you can do. However, so far I've cleaned up garbage in my neighborhood and I shoveled some of my neighbors' driveways of snow, and I did the sidewalks as well for them. So those are my two acts of kindness. I still need to find something to do today. So I'll post that link here in the podcast link so you can just check it out. It's actually quite simple, to be honest. Like this, you can just call someone and give them a compliment. You could text them and give them a compliment, and that could be considered an act of kindness. So it's actually m more simple than you think, to be honest. You can always just look through this list, right? At the end of the day, we're not recreating the wheel, right? Even though I'm doing phase three, I'm not the first one to do phase three. I can just ask someone that did it. And a lot of people have been reaching out and telling me what to do. So I'll just post that link for you guys. The rest of it is okay. There's nothing really else to mention there other than the usual stuff. I'm sticking to the same diet. I started 75 Hard. It's a very simple diet. I actually think that even though my wife at first is like, "Oh, can we please sometimes make something else?" Because basically, that doesn't really make sense. Me as a father of two and a wife, that's not like a child, but like much almost as demanding. It doesn't make sense for me to like cook food and then not cook for them. So they basically just eat whatever I'm making. So whatever's on my diet. Now they can eat whatever they want. Even during 75 Hard last year, my wife ordered a pizza and ate it herself. Crazy, huh? I think she was just so sick of my food. And that totally makes sense. However, basically, if I need to add some kind of sauce for the kids that they will eat, I would just put that portion of food, I'll put my portion aside, and then I'll add some sauce. But to be honest, every single meal I have is just they're just good food. It's just good food. Like yesterday, I made mashed potatoes, beef, fried beef, and sorry, yeah, fried over the pan, and like asparagus and green beans. It was actually really good. You put some parsley in the potatoes, mash them up, a little bit of butter, and yeah, like the kids just devoured that stuff. Like they were just like hungry, hungry hippos when I put it on their plates. So I don't know, just find like a diet that I think is very reasonable for what you're trying to aim for. For me, I'm trying to run as well as weightlift, so I still need it's going to be a reasonable carb version diet, but it's got all the kind of meats and it's got fish. So it's got the kind of meals I asked a personal trainer to do it for me that everyone's going to eat. So at the end of the day, I'll keep you guys posted about how things are going for me. That 5:45 run today was pretty cool. I'm feeling pretty good about it. And it is in the afternoon and I'm still not sluggish or anything. So I think I'm gonna go hit the weights, because I need to go to sleep like by like 9:30, because it's gotta be lights out for me to keep waking up at 5:30 and going nuts. Until then, don't worry guys, things will get better eventually. But fight Omicron with 75 Hard, fight Omicron. Stay hard. Peace out.